This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank The Free House. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love The Free House. Thank you, Free House.
Thank you, Free House, and thanks for the beer.
Lex, Dawn, I think we should go to lunch, and I have a great idea. Lex, are you in?
I'm in. Let's go.
Me too.
You're in too, Dawn? Great. We're going to go to The Free House. It's going to be my treat, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited because there are three ways that The Free House can serve you. First, we can go inside. And we're going to go inside, you two. We're going to go inside. Or you can order online now from one of their delivery partners. Or, Dawn, if you don't want to hang out with me,
okay,
you can pick it up from the restaurant and take it home. But I would prefer we all eat together.
Let's go inside.
Thank you.
You know what I want to have, Jason? One of those Roto Bird baguettes.
Oh, I love the Roto Bird baguette. Lex, how about a burger or a salad? What sounds good to you?
A salad, and I need a beer.
Oh, wow. Dawn, listen to that. She wants a Free House beer. Mama needs a beer, Lex.
Mama needs a beer. Mama's getting out. Mama's having a Free House beer.
Okay, well, Lex and Dawn and all of you, go to freehousempls.com. You can see the menu. You can order online and everything right there. Again, it's freehousempls.com.
Hail to the nah, to the nah, nah, nah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become Jell-O's official flavor tester, Queen of the Jell-O, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy!
Good morning, buddy.
That is especially true in pandemic. Good morning, Dawn McClain.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Here we are again.
Here we are again on this Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your life. Welcome to day two of Project Down and Dirty. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to National Chocolate Day. Welcome to National Make a Difference Day. Welcome to National Internal Medicine Day. Welcome to National First Responders Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee?
Alexis, on the second day of Project Down and Dirty, I ask you, how the hell is your coffee?
Oh, my coffee is a life force right now. It is. The force is
the
with
only
me.
Thing that's keeping her awake.
It really is for a lot of different reasons. And it's creamy and French vanilla-y today, so that's very nice.
Oh.
It's hot and fresh and, it's keeping me alive. You're right, Dawn.
Hot and fresh like Dawn.
Oh.
McClain, how's your tea?
Oh, my tea's great. It's hardworking, it's friendly, it's fearless, and exuberant.
Nice.
Yes.
Man with beard, how is your coffee?
This coffee is so good it could make you lose control of your car and roll over on the median, just like the one we have on 694 at Highway 36.
Oh my gosh. Kenny.
Use caution. How's your coffee, Jace?
Mine is Gitchy Gitchy Ya Ya Good. That's right.
Nice.
Has a little labelle up in there. A little
mocha
labelle. A little bit of mocha chocolate. Yeah. But it's no mocha. It's just a regular coffee.
Nice.
I got to tell you, we're doing this stupid Zoom thing for the PD&D. And because the great part of radio is people don't see you. That's why I love these 3 hours.
Right.
But I will tell you, I am transfixed, like I'm sure a lot of you are. I can't concentrate on the show because I'm just staring at Kenny's beauty. All I'm doing, I just want to stare.
Right.
I just want to stare at his beautiful beard. Now I'm staring at Dawn getting her lighting just right.
I have a choice of bright fluorescence or one track light.
Yeah.
So what do I do, guys? I've emailed about
it. Oh, no fluorescent.
No fluorescent. Because, again, then you're looking like B. Arthur a couple days ago. You look like Nosferatu. No, you look...
Okay,
you know, that's good. No, Dawn, that's good. That looks good.
That's one track light in the far corner.
I used to change those myself. I'd just have them bring up a supply of them, and I'd crawl up on that wobbly chair with wheels, and I'd take care of them.
I don't even know who to email. I know Bea Arthur's super busy. I emailed her like 3 weeks ago, and then again, I'm like, I'm down to one.
Down to one.
Go to Tom. He'll Tom, do, take okay. care of it.
Go to the guy who Julia emails to to Tom. Laminate her man wall photos. Whoever Julia calls to do that.
And for styrofoam cups.
That's right. That's who you call. Yeah. That's who you call. Happy day to everyone. A Project Down and Dirty. Happy day
to you. How did it go for you guys yesterday? How did that go?
Lex, well, how do you think it went?
I thought it was a blast. I thought it was really fun. There were so many different variations of the script, and I was always on the wrong one.
Is that a metaphor for life, Lex?
That's accurate.
Life is on page 6, and you're on page 5-1. 5.1.
Yeah, they were going, oh, I'm sorry, there was an update. Oh, there was another update, because I'm looking at the script, like, what page? And I get to it, I'm like, oh, there's a whole different character, there's a whole different musical act. And then I was like, am I in this one? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, good, because in my mind I'm thinking, I don't know where the heck we are anyway, so, okay.
Here's a nerd joke. Dawn, you'll like this. Here's a nerd joke. Now we know how the cast of The Rise of Skywalker felt. They're getting new pieces of the script every day on set. So,
Yeah, and things change so rapidly. I mean, that's what happens. Yeah. So, but in general, I thought it was really fun, and it was great to see everybody on Zoom and just have some fun.
By the time you and I did our scene together yesterday afternoon, I was so tired and so just completely tapped out that I was barely functioning. Because yesterday after the morning show, I went to a Zoom meeting for a client. And then I had to cut that short so I could do the Zoom meeting for the Down and Dirty bit. And then I had to go do the podcast, and that was also on camera. And then I had to go back to the Zoom meeting for the Down and Dirty thing. And like you said, I couldn't get into the Zoom meeting. I couldn't get the right script. Jason, I kept saying, should I wait for the singer, when the word clearly said right there on the script, should I wait for the signer? The signer. But I kept
the signer,
saying,
Kenny.
Singer,
the signer.
Singer.
Yeah.
The signer.
I felt so dumb. I just wanted to apologize to everybody. I just went home and sat down with no TV, no radio, no computer. Just sat there with my head down.
This is the same thing after I logged off and everything, and I walked to my room, and I just laid down, and 2.5 hours later I woke up like, oh, must have been
it's a new day.
What time is it? What's happening? I was so punch happy by the time because we weren't done till about 3, so right. And just kind of feeling goofy, but we just yesterday was so hilarious.
It was so
Kenny
fun. Yeah. Oh, when you and I
Kenny,
were doing it.
Because let me stop.
Fade. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me stop you two. So the My Talkers understand. So My Talkers are trying to schedule us to be with the people or person that we interact with in the script, in this 30-some page script. Again, that's why we're really trying to be nice to B. Arthur, because the scheduling of this is a nightmare.
It is.
Because you have people doing shows. You have people, Colleen, if Colleen's in a scene with me, or I'm sorry, that would be difficult. Yeah, if Colleen is in a scene with me, that's going to be hard because I can't physically get, I'm just giving you an example, My Talkers. Yeah. I can't get to Hubbard at the earliest until noon. Well, what's on at noon? Colleen show.
Yeah.
So you get a good example of and if I have a scene with Kenny, Dawn, or Alexis, it's easy, but it's everybody else. So they kind of have to give you parts to correspond with just who the hell is available. So Kenny and Alexis, it sounds like you two, they switched characters. So you two interact with each other, it sounds like.
And I'm kind of the straight person to Kenny's hilarious take on this character. He plays the governor.
But the thing is, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't.
Well, neither do I, Kenny. I feel like I always sound like me.
Yeah, same here. And I'm following instincts that don't exist. It's like, okay, well, I'm just going to try this because I'm dumb. I just don't know.
I loved what you were following yesterday because he has a point where he's reading a list and there has to be kind of a fade in and a fade out.
So,
and
Jason, look at the screen. Look at me. This is how I fade in and out. I'm just
back far away. Kenny is rolling away from like the microphone slowly. Hey, Kenny, yeah. It works. Mm-hmm. It's a slow fade.
So he's rolling back and forth on his chair, and I'm watching on Zoom because it's so distracting anyway. And then I have to be like the straight, you know, straight read, like serious read.
Why did we give Alexis that part?
Yeah. I know, seriously.
Laughing all the time.
And I'm just looking at him. He's fading in, and it sounded so good. And he sounds like he's like, you know, Bubba reading the shrimp off the list on Forrest Gump. You know, it was just like
popcorn shrimp, coconut shrimp, buffalo shrimp, fried shrimp, peeling meat shrimp, pina colada shrimp.
Oh man, I just can't wait to hear how they put that all together because that was so good.
Lex, do you mind telling folks? I don't think they mind. What character is this that you're playing that you think just sounds like you? Are you a reporter, right?
Yeah, I'm one of the. Yeah, her name is Esme, and I'm reporting what I'm seeing, which is Kenny and what he's doing, and then responding that, tossing questions to different people.
Okay.
Funny because I always either sound like all of the accents. Well, you guys know this with birthday pranks. That's why I can't do that.
You can't do birthday pranks.
You guys have different voices, and you know, I'm almost like just me. So the other character that I did is, you know, outrageous and like just loud and doesn't really know what's going on. And then this one's supposed to be very serious. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope they can do something with it because by the end of it, I don't even know what I was reading.
Well, when we come back on the second day of Project Down and Dirty, which, by the way, we want to say thank you to our presenting sponsors, Dr. Anesthetics and 360 Painting. When we come back, find out how when I walked in the room yesterday and Dawn was there too, Alexis wasted no time freaking us out a little bit. Just freaking us out just a little bit. We'll explain when we come back. Project Down and Dirty, day two. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Orson Welles. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Don't forget, if you want to see radio, if you want to see radio happening, if you want to see Kenny's beard, if you want to see Dawn's feebulous lighting that no one will fix for her.
It's fine. It's a low priority, which is why I emailed. I knew we were going to be on camera, which is why I emailed like weeks in advance, like, can I get some more lights?
Uh-huh. Well, if you want to see Dawn's beauty, go to mytalk1071.com, click on Project Down and Dirty, and you'll see a live stream of our beautiful faces. You'll see radio. Ooh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Tired eyes.
So, Lex, Lex was on the call sheet yesterday, as the professionals say, for yesterday's first day of recording. So our call time, my talkers, was noon. And we got there, and we all have to be patient because my goodness, this crew behind the scenes, they've never done anything like this before. They've literally turned our sales department because our sales department, well, they're working from their bedrooms. Our sales department is deserted. So they've turned our sales, their space into basically, looks like a studio facility, a recording studio. So we're all in there, and you know, they got to figure out how to get all the mics recorded, make sure we all have good levels, no one's louder than the other one. People that are on remote, like Alexis and Kenny, okay, are we recording them right? And are they the same volume as Jason and Dawn and Bradley? Okay, so you get my meaning. So you walk in there.
Lots of moving parts.
Yeah, so we walk in at noon, and everything's a little delayed, which you expect on day one. So I'm sitting there talking to Dawn, and Dawn is visiting my cubicle at a safe distance, and she's giving me one of her delicious tarts. And I'm eating said tart, and all of a sudden, as I'm speaking to Dawn, I hear this.
Hi, Jason.
And I was like,
we're like, where's that coming from?
What the hell is that?
Hi, Jason.
And I was like, I go, Dawn, did you hear that?
Uh-huh. I'm like, where is she coming from? It's like a fairy trapped in a...
Is she in a drawer?
Dawn, it's Alexis. Dawn, it's Alexis. Can you guys hear me?
you guys, hey guys, can you hear me? We're like, yes, but...
Can you see me? Where am I here? Can you guys see me?
And we're like what in the name of hell was that?
It's like she was just in the air like a ghost.
Yes! Like, I can't even describe it. It sounded like I can't remember the nursery rhyme, but there's a nursery rhyme where there's a fairy or something trapped in a teapot. And I don't know what that one is. I think it's a Grimm's fairy tale. But anyway, so yeah. Dawn and I continue to talk. We completely ignore Alexis. And then she continues.
Can you guys not hear me?
We're like, oh my God, somebody help. Where is that?
Can somebody free Alexis from the portal that she's in? Like, where is she coming from? And then I hear an engineer go, she's on access 2. And we're like, what do you, what?
Okay, well, we need to let her know that we can hear her because she's freaking out.
I'm here, guys. Hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
So finally we put on her headphones and then I...
it was coming from our headphones. We just didn't know that. So it just sounded like she was coming from a drawer.
Seriously.
The cabinet.
It did. It sounded like Lex was broadcasting from a drawer in her house.
Well, when I realized that you guys were kind of like, where is that coming from? I was like, ooh, okay, we're going to have some fun with this. I was channeling my ghost and trying to,
freak
you guys out a little bit. But I was also talking to Carl, the sound guy. Uh-huh. Trying to get that, so you guys probably didn't hear that part either.
No, we didn't hear it. I was too busy.
Being like, hello, everybody.
Hey. I was too busy eating Dawn's tart, which that was coming out of my mouth, that sounds perverted, but it's a pastry treat, but it's so good, Dawn. If I may compliment you on your bakery.
I love how you were like, I'm only going to eat half of this. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, me. Oh, I know.
Don't do that.
No, I can't eat. I tried. Inhale. You know, during the week, I'm trying to do like a minimal amount of calories.
Me too. But I'm like,
forget it. And there's Bea Arthur. You know, she flies down the aisle in her broom holding basically an entire Pizza Hut pizza. And I'm like, well, why am I trying? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They brought in all this pizza. And it's already hard enough right now because the cafeteria has free food and it's always so rich and bad for you. So our choice was, listen, it's all free, so I'm not complaining about that. But the choice was tomato bisque soup and
cream.
And a grilled cheese sandwich on Texas toast.
Oh,
that was the cafeteria or the pizza they brought in. And I'm like, I guess I can just have this little cup of soup. And then I finally broke down because I realized I didn't eat dinner last night. So I had only had a salad from 24 hours before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just eat this one little piece of pizza. And I felt so guilty the whole time.
Why not? Well, someone who didn't feel guilt again was Bea Arthur. She was like, she was like the Cookie Monster walking down the aisle, barking orders while munching on four slices of pepperoni. I'm like, well, there goes my willpower. Looking at her mow down the pizza.
Oh, so true. Anyway. Someone eats pizza, you just want some.
Mm. Yeah. Project Down and Dirty continues today. Don't forget, it's all about charity. We want you to help our charity, Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Donate now through mytalk1071.com's PD&D page. We'll be right back right after this.
And now, a moment with Johnny Carson.
Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
This has been a moment with Johnny Carson.
Sis Boomba. Sis Boomba. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Project Down and Dirty. Day 2. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Thank you for being here. Please, we're going to call out rich people a little bit later.
Lori and Julie are beating us, guys.
Okay, now Lex, why do you have to? Now why do you have to do that, Lex? Now why do you have to lead with the negative? I don't understand.
You know what I'm
Lex.
Doing.
I know what you're doing, but we don't like that. Dawn doesn't like that. Kenny doesn't like that. I don't like that.
Hurtful.
Our listeners don't like that.
We can't match.
I don't even mind being beaten by Colleen and Bradley. That's fine.
They're close, though. They're real close to us.
Okay, Lex, now see why you're doing that. And then Donna and Steve, I love them. I don't mind being beaten by them. Lori and Julia, I want to take them down.
Yes!
Yeah, that's my only goal.
Come on, Jason and Alexis listeners. Are you waiting to the last day? Are you like those last minute voters? Are you going to come out on Thursday and just Wallapalooza us? That's fine.
Drive through, drop off their ballot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is okay. We'll take that's it. Fine. Yeah.
Please vote. Let me make a real quick thing. This is good news. This isn't even political. I just want to say thank you, young people. I don't care who you vote for. The young people voter numbers are crazy good. I saw that headline last night.
Right.
Yes.
The youth of America. Yes. Thank you for being better than our generation. Love Gen Xers. Love from all your Gen X friends. Anyway.
Yes.
Coming up on 6:33, a lot of Housewives of Beverly Hills news. And even if you don't, as I say, even if you don't watch the show, this was pretty surprising, yet not surprising. Kathy Hilton, Paris Hilton's mother, is joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills next season.
I'm shocked.
We thought for sure
this wasn't going to happen.
I thought for sure, because if you don't watch the show, we won't get too far into the weeds in this. But my talkers, the reason that we thought this would never happen is this show nearly ruined the relationship between Kyle, who is Kathy's other sister, Kyle and their other sister, Kim. Kyle Richards and Kim Richards nearly came to blows in season one and two, and it fractured their relationship. And some of Kyle's other projects have fractured her relationship with Kathy.
Yeah.
So,
yes. And we kind of would see Kathy once in a while, you know, if she was at a party. Thought, well, that was probably enough for her. But no, I mean, there must have been some sweet carrots that Andy Cohen was dangling in front of her. Unless she's thinking,
dangle your sweet carrot in front of
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Kenny, dangle your sweet carrot.
It was coming.
I knew it was coming too.
I tried. I was going to stay away from it.
I thought I saw a putty cat. Yes. Wait, wrong Warner Brothers character. I'm sorry.
I didn't know cats like carrots.
Either way, that's
it depends. Yeah. Depends on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was really surprised, and as I say too, would love to be in that meeting when they negotiated this. I wonder what kind of restrictions they have. I wonder what kind of access they're going to have. Because when you think of rich people, there are fake rich people, as Bethany Frankel always calls them out. Some of these housewives, they can't put up and or shut up. They're all show and no go, meaning they pretend like they have a lot of money, but either A, they're in so much debt, they're eventually going to drown in the pool, or they really don't have anything they're claiming to have, Ramona. Anyway, so...
Yeah, it's so true, James.
But Kathy Hilton, girl, she's rich. She's legit rich.
Yo, she is so rich, she doesn't even know what to do with it.
Okay, no.
Right. Do you think that that's part of this? Maybe that's the appeal? It's just something that she can do? And also, with Paris Hilton, her daughter, and all of the success of her film, I mean, could that just maybe her going, well, I want a little spotlight too?
Maybe, or you know what? Usually when these ladies go on these shows, they know what a cash cow it can be for their business or philanthropic work. I wonder if Kathy really, and we'll know pretty quickly, there obviously is a project that Kathy Hilton wants to publicize. You know, I thought about that immediately.
I mean, it's great, but it's also sad, too, because that was not, you know, the OGs of Real Housewives. You know, we'd tune in just to see the lifestyle, and now it's, what do they have to sell? What kind of merch? What's their business? Because it's a good motivator for them. I can see on their side why they'd want to do it. But before, it was just like a glimpse into, you know, the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Right.
Well, and I have even more news about Beverly Hills. It's getting ready to make history. They're adding their first Asian American housewife.
Yeah, about time.
Right. Crystal Kung Minkoff will join season 11. She's an entrepreneur who was married to the co-director of the original Lion King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's
the
legit founder.
Money too.
Girl, she ain't Ramona. I have lotion and skincare.
that you can never buy in a store.
Yeah, where is it? Where is that Pinot?
I don't know. Ramona's Pinot Grigio? Oh, please, yeah. Girl. They sold 12 cases of that, and that was it 10 years ago.
And she just put a little sticker she printed from from home there on the label.
There is nothing better. Look, you can think she's a bitch, and she can be, and I think you cannot like Bethany Frankel, but one of my favorite things that Bethany does is when she calls out all of these housewives for their fake businesses.
Oh, yeah.
When Ramona's like, why didn't you go to my skincare launch line party? And Bethany's like, because you don't have a skin line. That's why I didn't go to your launch party. You know, you have bottles. You have bottles with water in them. You don't have no damn line. It's my favorite thing. Anyway, so let me tell you a little bit about about Crystal. I wanted to get her name right. So she is the founder of Real Coco, everybody, a company that offers coconut products. So she got on the whole coconut water, I think, craze and rode that.
Coconut oil. Yeah. Is this the Asian or another one?
That's Lex.
Oh,
is that the Asian?
Is that the Asian lady?
Yeah. That's Crystal.
Oh, okay.
Crystal Menkoff. Yeah, she's 35. And Lex, you'll like this. He also, Rob Menkoff, her husband, also directed one of your favorite children's movie, that creepy ass mouse, Stuart Little.
Right. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You know who I think they should get is Candy Spelling. Wouldn't that be good?
Oh!
She has more money than God.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then we can hear all about why she doesn't give money to Tori.
Hashtag
she has
poor
so
Tori.
Much money that, like, sometimes when Tori Spelling is struggling and she has to, like, burn herself on the Benihana. Benihana Grill to get some cash. You're like, come on, Candy.
Oh,
you know, but we don't know how much. We don't know how much she's given her before or what their relationship is. But it's like she has more money than she could ever spend because Aaron Spelling made so much money. But you know. Come on, Tori. We got to get her on there. Let's all tweet Andy Cohen and go, can we see some Candy Spelling, please?
And by the way, Benihana is the Benihana ripoff restaurant in Invergrove Heights. It's right off the frontage road. You can find
it. Just combining
Benihana. Hey, kids, where do you want to go tonight? Oh, Ma, can we go to Benihana?
Ha ha. I don't want to go to the ha ha.
I love their yum yum sauce.
Benihana. Yum yum. Yum yum at the ha ha. Oh my gosh! I don't think I've been to Benihana since we went, Jace, like 100 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, there might have been one other time, but
look,
that's it.
I know my fancy foodie friends turn their nose up at it. I don't care. I couldn't care less.
Oh,
this
good.
Girl.
Why don't I go more?
This girl loves some Benihana.
I love it.
I'll even take a knockoff Benihana. Just give me that yum yum sauce. I want to cover every food item with that yum yum sauce. I'll cover Kenny with it. I don't care.
Full disclosure, I've never been.
What?
Have you been to any Hibachi Grill? It's like they've got the big, huge grill in the middle,
Kenny.
And everybody sits around the table, and they make stir fry for you right in front of you.
Kenny.
And they do all these tricks. They make a little volcano out of onions.
Yeah.
You're going to say that.
And they're like, choo, choo, choo. And then they put oil in the middle. And then the smoke comes out the top. And they go choo, choo.
Sounds like food porn to me.
Then they've got some nice skills.
Oh, my gosh. And then they'll flip scallops onto your plate or in your mouth if you choose.
Yeah. Open your mouth, Grandma. And they'll throw it right then and there. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
It sounds like something like, much like gentlemen's clubs, as they call them. I can't go unless I'm blackout drunk. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get blackout drunk and go.
When COVID is over, Kenny, we'll do a morning show hibachi field trip.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, let's do that.
The only thing I don't like is that I have to sit with strangers.
Thank you. Me too. I know.
You have to sit with strangers.
Yeah, you do.
About, I don't know, 12 people around the
food artist.
Yeah.
And you just pray that they're not annoying, the food artist.
You don't have to talk to them.
What the hell is it? The Subway? Are you a sandwich artist?
Yes, they are. And they're even more skilled. I mean, they got knives they're throwing around.
Oh, 6:42.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, my dear friends, and it's brought to you, our awareness campaign is brought to you by Southern Lights and Dr. Lisa of Wayzata Cosmetic Surgery and Spa. See a full list of resources on our website. Use keyword awareness. When we come back, does Dawn know what she's doing in Project Down and Dirty? And why Alexis got freaked out as well? Is she hearing voices or is that just Alexis? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name part of the telephone.
The bottom part.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Thank you. The bottom part, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything nail salons. I'm Jason, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this day two of Project Down and Dirty. Okay, everybody, let's check the totals. Lex, let's go to you, our Jerry Lewis telethon. Okay. Where are we right now for totals?
Right now, for our team, of course, Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly, we have $2,815.
Wow, that's great. Does that include our matching sponsor?
No.
Oh, gosh, that's awesome.
Oh, really?
Now, some teams have their matching sponsor in there. And like us, we don't. Some like us.
Okay. Now, who's leading right now?
We are in second place.
And who's beating us?
Lori and Julia. They have $3,140.
I don't like that.
No.
Not one bit.
Nope.
Not cool.
No, not cool. No. But we're not that far behind.
We are not. But on the heels of us, Colleen and Bradley, $2,562.
No. How about
so they're
Don
right
and
there
Steve?
Too. Don and Steve, also very close, $2,200.
Okay, we're switching. We're doing this. Okay.
Yeah.
I've had it.
We're switching. Yeah, there we go. All right.
There we go. It's time to beg the rich people.
That's right. Get that megaphone out, Jace.
Dear owners of private jets, dear owners of homes on Lake Minnetonka, I see your square footage. I see your backyard landscaping. And I say to you, open your damn wallet. Get out that platinum Amex that you can literally cut someone with. It's a weapon. It's a weapon to beat the other shows right now. Whip out that platinum Amex. It takes 2 seconds, right, Lex?
That's right. That's it. It's very easy. It's through givemn.org. Add some zeros. Why not?
I'm talking to you, Excelsior. I see you, Don Shelby. I know where you live in Excelsior. And I know you have some rich-ass neighbors.
Look at those cars.
Look at those garages. I know that BMW. That costs $125,000.
Dang!
Open that wallet. Instead of move that bus, open that wallet, rich people.
Do it for the elders. Do it for the elders.
Thank you.
You're lonely and isolated.
What, do you not like old people? Come on. Do it for the elderly. We're doing it for Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly, right?
You got to get those tax deductions in. It's the end of the year. Make a donation.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. Now, Dawn, I hear a rumor that you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, I just, you know, they've recast some things, but we don't have the full script yet.
No.
The new script or what our parts are. I don't know what I am. Yesterday, I was only there. I think Peter wanted to include me, maybe. Make me feel included because I didn't have anything to do for the first, 18 pages that we went over. So he was like, can you read, just fill in and read this part today? Because it's going to be one of our musical guests that does it.
Yeah.
And she's going to be recording that, I think, today. So I'm like, sure. And then after doing this over and over, I'm like, why am I going full steam on this? Why am I not just phoning this in? Why am I trying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's acting. You can't help yourself.
Oh, you can't. You're so good, Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah, don't. May I? You can't half-ass it, Dawn.
Even if you tried. Still better than us.
I think Lex and Kenny will echo me here. If I may just stop the show to compliment you. You have so many great voices. You were doing some yesterday when you were just allegedly phoning it in. you're so good. And I could. Kenny said this about Colleen during our rehearsal. I'll say it to you, too. I'll extend the compliment to you. I could literally hear you do your voices. I wish you could just read the whole script because your voices crack me up.
I was really hoping for a long scene between you and Colleen. I thought that would just be so fun.
That would be epic.
It's not too late, she says. Well, I don't know what I am because Peter made some comment yesterday about
our screenwriter.
He was looking, our director, he was looking through the script.
That's right, director.
And he was like, okay, there's at one point there's like speaker number one or something like that. And he's like, okay, speaker isn't in this. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I guess I'm doing speaker today. But maybe not. I don't know. We might not get to that. I basically have a big paragraph to read, but it's pretty funny. I'm definitely not complaining.
Oh, it's so good.
I was loving life yesterday. I said to Lex and Dawn, Kenny, you weren't on yet, but I looked at yesterday's script for the recording. I'm like, girl, I have 1.5 paragraphs and I'm out of here. I have nothing to do. I get you in and then I'm gone. Like I disappear for about 17 pages and that's not a joke. I was like, oh, this is gonna be an easy day. So I did my part and I sat back. I was playing
like,
Disney.
Give me one of those tarts, Don.
Oh, I was playing Give Me a Tart. I was playing Emoji Blast, Disney Emoji Blast. I was like, okay.
Oh, is that a new game?
Yeah, no, it's an old game. And then all of a sudden I heard him say, Peter, our director, I heard him in the background go, okay, we're going to do page 17. I'm like, oh, I'm back. And then I did my three lines and I was done.
Yes.
I was like, okay, done.
Awesome.
See you at page 32.
And Steve is doing all of these in between us recording. He's doing all these like, Donna, can I borrow $500? And she's like, no, Steve. And he's like, I need it all in nickels. And they're like, standing by, ready to record. And I'm like, shut up, Steve. In between, Steve is like a 12-year-old boy who was really, had a lot of energy and couldn't get his, you know, all of his puberty energy out, but he never grew out of it. It's bizarre.
And the mouth noises he was doing for you, and I'm like, that was driving me nuts, too, and they don't normally bother me.
He does that on the show. He'll be like, and here's some ASMR mouth noises, and I'm like, no, Donna and I scream. Oh. So during it, he would go, but way worse than that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I was noticing, that's a great observation, because I obviously don't get to spend a lot of time with Steve other than this time of year.
Yeah.
And it was funny when we were between takes. we were all kind of falling asleep in silence and
reading
Steve,
our parts. And,
Steve was constantly like doing little routines with Donna.
I did a show with you for 3 hours.
He's doing mountains and mountains, big fat rails of cocaine.
I mean, that's what it seems like. He's not. Just
rails the size of your
arm.
Sure
has the energy to get from it. Woof.
I was like, at this point in the day, I'm tired. Like, I don't have to create. Yeah.
And so then with the mouth noises, then he started, because I was yelling at him, he would just hold his papers up over his mouth. And he's like, that's not me. And Alexis goes, that is 100% you.
Yeah.
It's 100% you. Don't.
Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama presented by Dr. Anesthetics and 360 Painting. Thanks to Little Blind Spot, David with First Equity, Olivia's Weight Control, Aquarius Home Services, and Kinetico. Thank you for our matching donations. We'll be back right after this.